وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask Allah عز وجل to teach us what benefit us from what you taught us and increase us in knowledge. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. My dear, beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah عز وجل to make me and you from the people who listen and apply. We have countless amount of blessings in our life. And if I ask you or you ask me to start naming them, we will not finish. The blessing of Islam, the blessing of guidance, the blessing that you are watching me right now, the blessing of health, the blessing of wealth, the blessing of security, countless amount of blessings. But which is one of the best blessings that anyone can acquire or anyone can be blessed with? Let's see what Allah Azza wa Jal said, the best blessing, one of the best blessings ever. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said in number 269 in Surah Al-Baqarah, He grants, يُؤْتِ الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He grants hikmah to whom He pleases. And He to whom hikmah is granted is indeed granted خَيْرًا كثيرة, abundant good. But none remember except Ulul Albab, men of understanding. Very deep ayah, and I want you to go and reflect upon it. Ayah number 269 in Surah Al-Baqarah. وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Whomsoever is blessed with hikmah, which is translated into wisdom, he has been given abundant good. This is the thing that we are supposed to concentrate on and see if we have it. So today, inshallah ta'ala, we'll discuss what is hikmah and why it's so important and how can I attain hikmah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this is the greatest blessing. He gives hikmah to whomsoever He wishes, to whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal pleases. And whomsoever has been given the hikmah, Allah did not say he has been given good. No, no, no. He said he has been given or she has been given abundant, khayran kathira, abundant good. Allahu Akbar. He did not say whomsoever been given knowledge has been given khayr kathir. Whomsoever been given wealth, he's been given abundant good. Whomsoever has been given health, he's been given abundant good. He only said whomsoever been given wisdom, he's been given abundant khayr, abundant good. So the hikmah is one of the greatest blessings that anyone can have. And it's not something that it's easy to acquire. It needs a lot of work. And it's not something that you can go and buy from a store. It's not something that like, okay, I want to get a new car or a new house and I start working to get that. Hikmah needs a lot of blessing from Allah first and needs a lot of work to attain this great blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah defined hikmah in a very beautiful manner. What is hikmah? He said hikmah is to do which needs to be done in the manner in which needs to be done at the time in which needs to be done. Hikmah is to do that which needs to be done, the best thing to be done at that situation, in the manner, in the best manner it should be done, at the best time it should be done. It has been also identified as reaching the truth with knowledge and action. So Overall, we can say that hikmah is the proper use of knowledge. Does it mean that if somebody have knowledge, immediately it indicates that he or she have hikmah? No. Hikmah, knowledge increases probably the possibility of having hikmah, but it's not necessarily everyone who has knowledge has hikmah. Now, to show how great hikmah is, or having wisdom, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, and the hadith is in Bukhari, do not wish to be like anyone except in two cases. Wow. Do not wish to be like anyone except in two cases. Number one, a person whom Allah has given him wealth and he goes left and right, day and night, spending it in the cause of Allah. We can say, I wish I'd be like that guy. Huh? Second, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man whom Allah has given him wisdom, knowledge of the Kitab and Sunnah, and he acts upon it and teaches it to others. I would love to be like that sheikh, like that imam who's always learning and teaching others and applying what he's learning. These are the two situations where we can wish to be like others, subhanAllah. And how lucky is Ibn Abbas radiallahu an, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, he said, Ibn Abbas is narrating, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hugged me and he said, Ya Allah, give Ibn Abbas al-hikmah. Allahumma atihi al-hikmah. Ya Allah, grant him wisdom. Allahu Akbar. So Rasulullah ﷺ made dua that Ibn Abbas will attain hikmah. Tayyib, how can we attain this great blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal? Number one, reading the Quran with concentration and contemplation and ponder upon every single ayah in the Quran. Why? Because these are the words of the Hakim himself. These are the words, the Quran is the word of the wise, the all-wise himself. So reading the Quran with concentration and pondering upon the ayat will increase my hikmah, because I pass through ayat and stories about wise people that Allah mentioned in the Quran. I learn from Allah Azza wa Jal how to handle certain situations. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَصَّلْنَاهُ تَفْصِيلًا. Everything is detailed in the Quran. Number two, be in the company of the wise people will increase your wisdom. Being in the company of people who always know how to talk, when to talk, how to handle certain situations, being around them will increase the possibility of me, myself, becoming wise. Third, obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal increase the possibility of me being wise. What's the evidence? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said fi Surah Al-Qasas, وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَاسْتَوَى آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And when he reached his maturity and became established, we gave him wisdom and knowledge. And this is the way we reward al-muhsinin. So when I am a muhsin, when I am a person who does good all the time and obey Allah Azza wa Jal all the time and stay away from what Allah has forbidden, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the rewards he will give me back is he will give me wisdom. So obeying Allah Azza wa Jal will make me attain wisdom. Fourth, lots of life experience will increase the wisdom. When we go through so many trials and tribulations in life, that will give us wisdom. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a believer should not be stung twice from the same hole. I learned from my experience that I'm not supposed to talk to this guy anymore. I'm not supposed to do this transaction anymore. I'm not supposed to be in this place anymore. So that experience have given me wisdom not to fall into the same problem or same mistake again. So life experience, being involved, being in interaction with many people, gives you also the wisdom. Being humble. Number five, being humble and consult with others shows a lot of wisdom. My way or the highway, that's not wise at all. Being arrogant and being arrogant cannot be a person who acquire or who has wisdom. Wisdom and arrogance cannot meet in the same heart of a person. Shura, consultation. Asking people for their opinion. Listening is a sign of wisdom. Listening to others when they are offering their opinion or offering their suggestion is a sign of wisdom. Six, which is very, subhanAllah, it's a habit that I wish that we all acquire, because that also shows a lot of wisdom. And that is silence. Not talking too much. You see, most of the wise people do not talk a lot. Few words that mean a lot. They will give their opinion and be quiet and watch. Sometimes you are attracted to somebody because of the way they look, because of their car or their house, and you're admiring everything they have, and the minute they speak, you get so disappointed. So the speech of the wise person, the words are weighed before they come out. Rasulullah ﷺ told us, whosoever believe in Allah and the last day, let them speak good or be quiet. This is a sign of the wise person. He weighs the word, she weighs the words before they utter them. Are they good? Bismillah. Will they help in this situation? Bismillah. And if they don't, they stop. Are they in disobedience to Allah? They stop. Subhanallah. So silence is a sign of wisdom. And finally, one of the ways to attain wisdom is to beg Allah for it. Because if you noticed on all the ayat we narrated, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ataynahu," we gave them the wisdom. We gave them the wisdom. So this is something that Allah bestows upon the people who He chooses. So beg Allah, Ya Allah, grant me the hikmah. Ya Allah, make me from the wise people. Because wisdom is highly needed in our everyday interactions, the way we interact with our parents, the way we interact with our spouses, with our children. We need a lot of wisdom, because rushing into decisions and getting angry instantly and taking hasty opinions or hasty decisions, that really affects our daily life. And we have to sit down, take a step back, look at the image from the different perspectives, and then make the final decision. This is how a wise person acts. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant me and you the wisdom in everything that we say and everything that we do. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless us with sincerity. I ask Allah to make our last deeds our best deeds, and our last words, La ilaha illallah. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
كتاب أنزل إليك فلا يكن في صدرك حرج منه لتنذر به وذكرى للمؤمنين.